Reds Review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
It's time for Reds Review for Club Marine. Redmond, what do you have for us this week? You're under time constraints because we've gone over a little bit, so apologies for that.
No, been a big show, Pat. We've got a next week I'm looking forward to. We've got a bit of kingfish and tuna talk too. So it's going to, like I said to you when I apologised last week, because we've got some big stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. Reds Review this week. I was getting a lot of crayfish, and I get lots of messages about crayfish, people wanting to do it, blah, blah, blah. Now, something that you must have, and I'll be honest with you here, you might go, oh, you're an idiot for saying this. No, you're talking crap. I am not. I will not get in the water and dive for a crayfish without a dive torch. I just will not do it. You basically, you're not completely.
That makes total sense.
It's not dark down there like you're in looking for your jocks in the cupboard next year at 2 a.m. or something like that. It's not like that. But for your eyes to adjust from light to going into a ledge, it takes a long time. And not only that, wobbegong sharks, blah, blah, blah. You can whip your torch around under the ledges. And I can see crays from miles away. And I recommend in getting a good dive torch. Reason for it, battery. Battery lasts longer. And they're not stupid priced. I've got a Marez EOS 5RZ 500 lumens. It cost me about $200 to $250. And it is seriously the best investment I've ever bought in diving. I'd actually go down there with a torch before I went down there with air because it's that important. They seriously catch you so many more crayfish. And I speak to people, I went diving today. Did I see? No, didn't see a crayfish, blah, blah. Do you have a dive torch? No. It's like, that's your biggest issue, because if you don't have them, you're just not going to see them. You need to get a quality wrist strap because they hang a lot. So one thing that I found as a quality wrist strap is, you know, the old Wii controllers, Pat, those that have the wrist straps on them.
I wasn't a huge Wii gamer growing up, Aaron, but I do know what you're referencing.
Come on, the old tennis, mate. Get used to it. But I used to, that was, that they're really, really good to have on your strap. And also to not lose them is crucial too, because they do cost a lot of money and they can cost you on the day. Do not take your dive torch off your wrist until you're in the boat. That is number one. Because if you try and pass it to someone and Pat's in the boat and I pass it to him and he drops it, good luck going back down trying to find the bloody thing. It just doesn't happen. So if you are getting into cray diving, go get yourself a $200 to $300 dive torch. I told you the one that I had, can't even pronounce it. Make sure they've got good rechargeable batteries and charge it the night before. You want full steam ahead, but you don't want to go, oh, crap, it might be charged, because you get out there and it starts going dull, you're not going to see things. That's Red's Review this week. Get yourself a dive torch if you are looking for crayfish.
That was Red's Review for Club Marine. Insure your boat or jet ski with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Check the PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.